It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper.
Oh, sorry about that.
Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome to another issue of the Hero Heads podcast. My name is Ryan.
I am Brocho.
I'm Owen.
And Ryan.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. All right, so big episode.
Big.
It's our first...
Large.
Huge.
Versus episode. So it's actually in
gargantuan.
In honor of DC having...
Extra large.
Their Villains Month.
Humongous.
Gimongous.
Villains Month.
Yeah.
It is Villains
Month. It is Villains Month.
And
I've been having a blast with it.
Me and Krebs over here went bonkers.
Krebs and
all
the time.
We went
Krebs
bonkers.
And I, yes. I'll use proper grammar.
Every week, I think we each got like five or six of...
I'm done with all the point threes. I'm on the point fours now. Yeah. I still have to read those. But yeah, we got some sick covers. And those things have skyrocketed me already.
Quite a bit.
Holographic covers? Yeah. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing today? We are having Marvel vs. DC, Villains vs. Villains. But before that, I do want to mention that we will be in Wyoming, Michigan at the Grand Rapids Comic Con on October 12th, which is right around the corner.
So, next week?
Like, no time.
I need to make sure I give you guys...
Yeah, the wristbands to hand out. Yes. We'll have bookmarks. We'll have copies of our short film. We'll have all kinds of little things. And to get one of those, all you have to do is sign our little guest book on the iPad. So, pretty easy.
We are super technological.
Yeah, we have,
we have an iPad for you to sign into.
iPad mini at that. Oh, what?
Also, you get to pick two things, or however you want to do this, if you follow us on Twitter.
Look at that. Huh. That's pretty simple.
Huh.
So, Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 12th, Wyoming, Michigan. It's at the HSB building. We're not from even Michigan, so not really sure what that is, but if you are listening in Michigan, hopefully you do.
Homeschool Bank.
Homeschool Bank.
Heroes. That's incorrect. Super Bureau.
I like that.
Heroes.
It's not the regular bureau.
Half-assed show without bro chow.
You can go to grcomiccon.com to get tickets and information regarding the guests. You'll see our little logo on there and everything else. So, also want to make some big news, some first breaking news, late breaking news.
It's just in.
The Hero Heads will be attending the Cleveland Pop Expo. Cleveland Pop, so it's pop culture.
This is the first I've heard of it.
No, I just said it was like breaking.
This
I just
is breaking.
Off, I just got done talking about
it. Going to our man in the field.
Going to man in the field for a reaction.
So this is
bro,
part of our 2014 summer tour, I guess you could call it, because it is July 25th through 27th in Cleveland, Ohio. So a little bit better of a drive for us, at least. Tickets are, I know for Saturday, it's $40. For Sunday, it's $30. You can get a three-day ticket for $70. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's not bad.
So the only way you're going to get in Friday is if you do the three-day pass. Things that are going on, they're going to have a pop culture trivia. Grand prize is $5,000.
Yeah. You need to make some money.
You need a team of six.
Oh,
there are four of us.
So any two people, feel free to just sign up. We're going to split the money with you anyway.
It's fine. Like, all you got to do is sit there.
Preps and I are going to destroy it.
We just need warm bodies.
Can we do middle names? What? We can sign up a Brian, a Thomas. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And Orion or whatever your middle
name.
They
didn't show
Michael.
Up.
I feel like you'd be a Michael.
No.
Middle name.
No.
So anyway. Visit them on their site, which is Pop Expo, so popexpos.com. You can get tickets there. You can get a link to their Facebook page or Twitter, which is at Pop Expos. A lot of cosplay going on. The 501st will be there. They'll be in Grand Rapids as well.
Whoops. Nice.
What? So a big cosplay championship, so prizes for that. And it should be pretty sweet. So they'll be we'll be announcing like who's going to be there on each show, just so we can get the word out. Cool?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the fight.
Do it!
I want to do the Rocky theme again.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I was just about to do it.
I feel like it's really...
Yeah, the eye of the tiger.
Is there another fight theme?
Not as good as that one.
I want to point out something.
Please.
That... when you were putting this list together that the other two knuckleheads did not point out is that the attention to detail is missing from these two. Just so everyone who's listening knows, Ryan put in some effort. He put in arenas, locations.
Yeah, the battles take place in certain places, which might give an advantage or disadvantage to different characters. Because I know that...
Way cool.
A lot of us here feel as if it's going to be very DC heavy.
I think it might be a little one-sided.
And I might have to play Devil's Advocate.
Well, I hope so.
I can make some arguments for some Marvels, though.
Yeah.
Good. We'll do that, because these two are not.
No.
Oh. They
will all be destroyed. Quite viciously, I might add.
All right.
Coming off of DC Villains Month.
Yeah. All right, the first match will take place on Geonosis. Everybody know where that is?
Yes, the mutant's capital.
Outer Rim, near Tatooine.
All right. No, okay. It's more like Alcatraz-y area.
Yeah.
First match is Professor Zoom versus Magneto.
I was actually thinking Star Wars as well.
Yes, well done.
We thought Star Wars. Sorry.
That's okay.
I really was thinking...
No. It's on the mutant...
Yeah, like two Star Wars boys.
Well, right. I think actually, isn't it? It's Genoa.
The one over Genoa.
I don't know because I think
you were thinking Star Wars.
Genoa is the mutant capital.
Fuck it. We'll just make the fight is on the Star Wars planet of Geonosis.
Okay, well now
we're moving it.
Both people are at a disadvantage. Professor Zoom, obviously the Flash villain.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse Flash.
We were discussing earlier, like his main goal as far as being a villain to Flash is that he wants to ruin Flash's life so that he can rise up to challenge that he faced and become a better hero.
Mm-hmm.
Magneto, obviously, the ruler of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Eric Lyncher, and I don't know.
Yubor Thawne.
Oh, Thawne. Yeah, yeah. Is it Thawne?
Thawne!
So actually, both the characters have somewhat good intentions, really.
Yeah.
Magneto just wants equality, even though it might come through violent means. And Zoom just wants Flash to be as great as he can be.
Right.
So,
even though it's by violent means.
Right.
Now, he kind of wants to replace him a little bit.
What would Magneto have on Zoom?
My first thought is from X-Men 1 when Magneto, or no, X-Men 2 when he stops the guy simply because he's got iron in his blood.
But he had too much iron in his
blood. Too much iron in his blood.
Mystique had to shoot him up with the iron.
But just all like, our voices every,
too much iron.
Too much iron in your blood.
So, I just feel like, I mean, yeah, Magneto's got the, I mean, every, like, there's lots of metal going on. Mm-hmm. Geonosis, for all we know, the planet's just full of it.
Right, and, if it's not made of metal.
Exactly. It could very well just be a metal planet. And so, not only does Magneto...
ships getting crashed and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. Star Wars, pieces of the Death Star, like...
Pieces of Death Star just sprinkled throughout.
They never showed the, you know, collateral damage from that.
That's true. Droid bodies everywhere, broken droids.
And
metal.
Zoom's got speed, but it's like, it's just a matter of, I mean, like... Quicksilver has speed, and Magneto's like bitch slap Quicksilver.
Yes,
before.
Here's the thing: like... Quicksilver has speed, but Professor Zoom has the speed force.
Correct.
And with the speed force,
he'll go back in time.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: with the whole Professor
Zoom,
we have
to limit that. No,
Geoff Johns version of this character, it's less super speed, and it is more like time travel. That's why if you look at his text. He always talks like this.
So
he moves fast by moving forward or backwards in time. So I feel like one, you could move so fast that before Magneto has thought of his first move, I've already closed the distance and I've hit you 100 times in the face.
Yeah.
Or I could just time travel, and that's how Eobard Thawne escapes death a lot of times, is by just time traveling and getting out of that situation.
Oh, one thing I should bring up, this isn't to the death, this is to knockout.
To knockout?
Yeah.
Oh. I would give it to Eobard Thawne.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, we don't need to get nuts.
They're villains.
Like, yeah. No, honestly.
Yeah, they're villains, they should be to the death. I mean, they're bad guys.
I don't want to go there.
To kind of go, I mean,
I will go so dark on
really
the
good
villains.
Between the two, my first instinct is to give the edge to Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
For flight.
I was
however,
thinking that as well.
However, knowing the landscape of Geonosis and with the speed he could travel at, he could actually launch himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the gravity's like.
that's comparable.
It's comparable.
Feel like all the Star Wars planets are
they're
like,
all comparable.
They're Earth-like. It's like, oh, wow.
No one ever wears like a mask to stop
it. It doesn't matter how far they are from the sun or suns.
Oh,
no. But it never affects gravity. I never thought about that.
No, not really.
I'm gonna go home and write my journal.
I'm giving it to Zoom purely on time travel and super speed.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna give it to Magneto on the ability to just control any metal in the area. And like Brian said, I was actually gonna mention the same thing on flight as well, because Zoom might be able to launch himself up, but Magneto's like, I mean, he can get up pretty high.
And I'm going to go Magneto as well. So, it looks like Magneto is going to win.
Say Magneto.
Yeah, because for me, it would be not the too much iron in his blood, but there's just so much he could do to, like, slow him down. Like, mm-hmm. just with the breeze and, like,
how quickly you negate, I have not voted.
Oh, and I just sworn that you said
I said
that
I was edge. Going to
yeah.
oh, now we're the edge.
But now
I'm going Professor Zoom.
Boom.
This is gonna be awful.
So
everyone is tied.
No,
so
the
listeners get to send the final vote.
It's a tie.
That's a
if
tie.
You think
tweet
Magneto should
us.
Win, turn to page 23.
Hashtag Reverse Flash or hashtag Magneto. Boom. Add
okay.
some votes.
There's a lot of matches here coming.
Yeah.
Alright.
Feel free to chime
please,
in on all
please
of them.
Hashtag on any of these.
Yeah, go for it. Alright, next up in Metropolis. Which is not a Star Wars.
I'm pretty sure.
Brainiac versus Ultron.
All right. Brainiac versus Ultron. Now, someone fill me in on Ultron's abilities, please.
He's a robot.
He's a robot, but he's constantly upgrading himself. Brainiac. And kind of like anything that, you know, hurts him, he just physically upgrades, be it firmware, software, whatever.
Yeah.
And he is then immune to it.
Okay.
So he's constantly evolving.
I feel like
He was just a really big mistake.
I was gonna say, wow, it sounds like this would be a close battle.
The two, Brainiac has destroyed civilizations and planets. So if he's
Ultron's
going,
pretty.
Yeah, but yeah, he's an Avengers.
I understand that Age of Ultron and all that coming out in 2015.
Yeah, it's funny because I think both of these might make an appearance in their sequels.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. Brainiac.
Well, there's
Brainiac's a giant spinny thing. I'm a bead robot monster.
So hung up on that. Why is Brainiac beads?
I am going to be
like, beads. Find a way to put Matt Damon.
So does Brainiac have access to his ship? Or is he just standing
there? Yeah, I mean, that's
Brainiac.
A big thing about
Brainiac. No, they're in downtown Metropolis.
Okay,
they're
just standing
chilling.
There.
It's like a
they're
fighting
like,
game.
Yeah, in the back.
Just
exactly like a fighting game.
Ultron's got a pretty big advantage in that situation because one of Brainiac's biggest advantages is his ship. And, like, anytime
Brainiac
even gets in trouble on, like, Earth or whenever he's battling someone and something's about to happen, it's like they finally think they've destroyed Brainiac and he just kind of, like,
gets out.
Transferred himself to the cloud and ended up on his ship kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh,
yeah, Brainiac does have an iPhone 5.
It's back in my...
Yes. You're always fighting a Brainiac probe. It's never, like, Brainiac.
He's the only person with a green 5S.
Yeah. He got his custom-made by Apple.
Yeah.
He had his years ago.
Yeah. So I would give the advantage to Ultron just from being, I mean... kind of developed for actual hand-on-hand battling, and anything Brainiac can bring to him, he can probably fight him. And then, like I said, Brainiac's big thing is always a ship, so without that going for him.
So, like, for me, it's a fight of hardware versus software kind of thing.
Okay.
Because, like,
I like that.
Ultron can go, like, toe-to-toe with the Hulk. Mm-hmm. Like, physical. Brainiac, I mean, if anything, he's going, like, he's not big fighter, like, fist to fist. So I can see him doing a lot of, like, you know, bringing airplanes down on him, like, just different things in Metropolis. But I think the physicality will, like, kind of trump his little, you know, trying to beat him with other things other than his hands.
It's always the ship, you know? I mean, he's pretty tough, and Superman Brainiac, when you finally see Brainiac in his true form... He, like, you know, can punch Superman and
he's
takes him. But Superman pretty much knocks him out. You know, you know, Superman kind of drops him.
That's
so,
discussion for another day.
So I would go Ultron, just on brute force.
Yeah.
Ultron.
This is turning out to be not as one-sided as we thought.
No, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy. And then what's your vote? Not that it matters. Because it's already three.
It's
your vote is irrelevant.
And you're not
going to
be at Grand Rapids Comic-Con with us.
Please.
Well, since my opinion doesn't even matter, I'm going to say...
Superman flies in.
and kills everyone.
Defeats both of them.
I mean, that's my solution for literally any situation. But my heart is saying Brainiac. I'd have to go with Ultron.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
All right, so that goes to Marvel.
R. Kelly.
Ultron
R. Kelly.
Over Brainiac. Next, this one is on MacLu 4. It's Sinestro versus the Mandarin.
Ooh.
Now, I think this would be actually pretty cool.
Really? Because I'm kind of with Broen on this one. I'm like, it's like 1, 2, 3, it's Sinestro.
So why? Explain.
I think, Broen, you explain, because I think you had a really good point.
Yeah,
when we were
so
looking at
with the Mandarin, he's got 10 rings, but each ring kind of does something different. So one shoots this, and one shoots that, and he's got to use them for different things. And with a power ring, it's limited by your will alone. So it will shoot whatever you want it to shoot. And beyond just shooting things... it's got built-in protection, so it's your shield, so even if you are knocked unconscious, it's still protecting you. It allows you to breathe in space, you know, you don't need to eat if you have it, because it can make food for you. So it's like the ultimate survivor tool, and then, I mean, you know, whatever Sinestro wants to create, if he wants to create 10 of his own rings, he can do it, or, you know, an army of, you know, of just... what's the word I'm thinking
for? I don't know. Meteors?
No, not meteors.
He's doing a falling.
Yeah, I mean, he could create a bunch of an army of undead.
I'll give you something to build an army.
Yeah, army of undead. Projections is what I was thinking of. He can just have an army of projections shoot out of his ring and fight
him.
Well,
not to mention, did you read Sinestro number one yet? Have you got to Sinestro number one yet? So it just makes
what
me think
about?
of the villains month.
No, yeah. That's point four.
And
so
one of the things
that they bring up in that is, and it's not something crazy. It's kind of like a flashback issue, and it's as he's fighting as a Green Lantern. Then, like, even his projections then are just these like vicious monsters and things like that. That is like he's kind of starting off in the whole like striking fear, even as a Green Lantern. He's like realizing that fear is powerful, and he's kind of uses his projections with his green ring are still
fear
monstrous creatures that are like accomplishing the same thing, essentially, like destroying its enemy, but it's still like some crazy thing.
Right.
So like even with that, like I agree, like the Mandarin, he's got 10 rings versus one ring. However,
the
it's one
ring
to rule them all.
Yeah.
Okay,
one,
please. Hopefully, one's the
nobody
same thing.
Has. Even touch on this, which I'm gonna make a good point. You guys ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
Ready? Sinestro feeds off of fear.
Fear. Yeah, that's what I was gonna
bring up. One of these creatures, Mandarin's fear is gonna just power him more.
Mandarin doesn't have fear.
Yeah,
Mandarin will have fear when he stares
the
down
Mandarin
a creature made of yellow light.
Can use his white ring, which creates a black hole.
Ben Kingsley is doing none of this.
We're not going to talk about
Ben Kingsley. Yeah, I
brought it in. Don't do that.
Also, can we do an intro on all these places?
Yeah.
All these places.
Ben Kingsley versus Mark Strong. Mark Strong.
Mark Strong.
Mark Strong is a G, bro.
Mark Strong would beat up
Ben Kingsley.
Dude, I'm sorry, but the end of Green Lantern, that bonus scene, was so sick. It was so simple, too. He just took one ring off, put another one on, and it was awesome.
When?
The end of Green Lantern?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had a marble
on the
tiger.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the only good scene.
In the whole movie.
Okay.
Mechley 4 is seconds. Where Mandarin got the rings from.
And that's another thing. I don't quite understand the whole origin of Mandarin and his rings, but
there's been a few different.
My assumption is that they weren't originally designed for him. It was something he sought out, and he got them, and he had to learn how to use them. And it's like, along with the ring comes, like, all this incredible training that, you know, Sinestro has. You know, Sinestro's not just a dude who puts on a ring. Like, he's kind of this warrior badass.
Well, the Mandarin is, like, a very skilled martial artist and has been training his entire life. And similar to, like, what you were saying
He's a descendant of Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's pretty sweet.
And he's got, like, he's been honing his skills for like, years and years and years and years. And, like, he's adapted his body and kind of honed his body to, like, one of the things I was reading up on him was talking about how he can, like, go years without food, simply just, like, going off spiritual, like, energy if need be, things like that. So
yeah, that sounds practical.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, just so eating up a ring.
No, that makes perfect sense.
That's logical.
I feel like none of you saw Iron Man 3.
No,
that
still
is not
Batman.
Mandarin.
I'm going to touch on that as much as possible.
Okay, just real quick. The Mandarin can use all of his rings at once. I think that would be a hell of a force. I mean, granted, his ring's protecting him with Sinestro, but there wouldn't be that fear to feed off of.
Ooh, what about this? What
and
is
Mandarin
some...
has all the yeah, other but... fights, but... Mandarin has called armies of Chinese soldiers in the past.
Is Mandarin's, what's Mandarin's ring
fueled
by? Does
Mandarin's ring
because
protect him from...
Sinestro's ring can lose its charge.
Right.
Yeah,
and Mandarin's, if they're just
charge.
Like straight up like magic, doesn't
yeah,
really have anything limiting them,
yeah,
then
it's just kind of
like... that might be the game changer right there.
Yeah, but you could, I mean, you have to be pretty sweet, which I would say Mandarin, or not Mandarin, but Sinestro's on that level, but your ring can be powered off of your... own emotion, you know.
Yeah.
So you can power your ring if it goes out. But I was going to say, does Mandarin's ring protect him from the vacuum of space?
He can create a black
yeah,
hole,
it,
apparently.
His white one creates a black hole.
But does it protect him from the
another
vacuum
ring?
Of
does
space?
It?
Yeah.
Like he, like one of the, like three of the rings kind of do the same thing. Like one makes you his slave, one makes you obedient, and I'm like, eh, that's kind of the same thing. And then, like, there's a lightning one, there's a black hole one. It's just like... It's like the penguin with the umbrellas.
Oh, okay. He's got one for every occasion. I would still fall on the side of Sinestro, just because ultimately you could come at him from all sides.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Sinestro.
I am as well, even though I was playing kind of a...
My vote, I'm going to do it in a poem.
Oh, beautiful. Can't wait.
In blackest day, in brightest night, beware your fears made into light. Let those who try to stop what's right burn like my power, Sinestro's might.
All right, match 4, taking place in Gotham City. Deathstroke from DC,
also known as Deathstroke the Terminator,
versus Winter Soldier, also known as Bucky.
Also known as Bucky. Way less intimidating than the Terminator.
So Bucky vs. Slade is how we'll sell it.
Bucky vs. Slade. It's like, based on name alone, I'm going Slade.
This sounds much more villainous. And...
Yeah, exactly.
So how do we picture this going? I mean, it's in Gotham, so it's going to be dark out.
Well, if it's in Gotham, I mean, the thing about Deathstroke...
It'll probably be dark out.
Yeah.
Deathstroke is like the greatest assassin in the DC universe. I feel like Gotham is one of those like areas where any assassin worth his salt is going to know his way around Gotham. Yeah. So
it's
I feel
an urban
like,
jungle, but
yeah, I feel yeah. like the terrain leans itself towards Deathstroke.
Right.
You know, Deathstroke has a sword. He's got some guns. And he also has...
I wish Deathstroke talked like he was from Boston.
hey, you got these swords. You titans, huh?
Hey, you titans. I'm going to show you a thing or two about how to fight. I don't know much about... we both ummed at the same time. I don't know much about Winter Soldier, but I mean, I know a lot about Deathstroke and the man's...
Well, I mean, Winter Soldier, it's... I mean, if you know Captain America, you know Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Well, because it's like... Makes
Except
me,
he's
like,
got a metal arm.
Deathstroke's a human with
right.
slightly...
Fighting a super soldier.
Exactly. And he goes toe-to-toe with superheroes on a regular basis. Like, that's Ooh. What he's hired for. Is like, Pretty Deathstroke is hired to assassinate superheroes. Not exactly the best, obviously, since...
They're all still there.
But he, like, holds his own against these, like...
Yeah. I mean, he fought Flash, Green Lantern, who else? Hawkman.
Right. I feel like...
Several of them at the same time.
The
I feel
team,
like he's
the entire
smarter.
Team
Green
Titans.
Arrow. Yeah, the entire Teen Titans.
I feel like he's smarter. Like, I think he would know everything about Winter Soldier before he even stepped into Gotham.
And
assuming this was, like, a planned and advanced battle. Like...
And they don't really talk about it much other than just,
he
like...
at the playground after school.
they bring it up in dialogue a lot with Slade and his daughter, Ravager.
Rose.
Yeah, Rose. But they both have the ability, they're both metas, and they have the ability to, like, see the future. It's not like they can perceive, it's kind of like how Jedi fight, so you can kind of see the move coming before it comes, which makes him, you know, such, you know, an incredible combatant, because, and tactician, is because he can kind of see your move, you know, in the instant before you do it. So it makes him this incredible adversary. And I feel like fighting Winter Soldier, physically, the two might be able to, you know...
Match,
yeah.
It's a pretty even one.
Yeah, it's pretty even physically,
you brought up that, you know, Deathstroke has swords, which is great if he's close enough to use them.
Yeah, but that's how he looks to do it. He can get up close. He likes I don't know. Personal. It might be one of those things. Winter Soldier steps in the battlefield and gets sniped in the face because super soldiers are not immune to being sniped.
No, but I can't. Captain America death reference.
Just saying.
So, I actually see Winter Soldier coming out with no arms. But what are you gonna do?
All right.
So my pick is
Deathstroke. My pick is Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Winter Soldier.
Do you have an argument for that, since you're 3-1?
I feel like, well, I mean, we kind of touched on it. Deathstroke's been hired to kill all these guys. And he can hang with them. I'm not knocking that. But between the two, his failure to do his job.
His inability to serve his only purpose.
Yeah, to do his only purpose. Had he ever been paid? Because I feel like you wouldn't pay a guy like this until he...
Probably gets half up front and half up.
So he's just living off half a salary.
I feel like the fighting superheroes with Deathstroke is kind of like, it's an ongoing contract kind of thing. He'll be hired out for other things.
So when they do die, he just shows up like, hey, that was me.
Hey,
that was
my other argument is while Bucky, or Winter Soldier, if you will, became, you know, this Winter Soldier character, he was still there and helped, you know, Captain America. And that's, like, the most American thing you can do.
Okay, so that's why.
Besides, go to a NASCAR race.
Because he's the most American.
Because of America.
He's the most American, yes.
Okay.
He's the most America.
So if I'm pretty sure he was created by, like the commies or the Nazis or something, so.
Yeah, well. You like microwaves? Alright. Boom. Roasted. Next one.
Match 5, taking place on Asgard. So let's all soak that in.
Important. It's all location. I already knew who's going to win.
I'm ready for it.
Black Adam versus Loki.
Gonna go with Black Adam.
I'm gonna go with Black Adam, and I'm gonna have Owen once again explain. We probably shouldn't have discussed some of these beforehand, but what was your reasoning for Black Adam versus Loki?
So ultimately, Loki is like on God level with his power, you know, and Black Adam has the powers of six gods. So I kind of would lean more towards the six god level versus...
The question then becomes, like, do you back up the guy who has the power of six gods or the guy that is a god?
Well, I feel like the way that Marvel has gone about it is it's like, well, they're not really gods. They're like aliens, you know? They're
That's
just,
true.
It does kind of give
you know,
that
they're
vibe.
Kind of like the DC version of the new gods. Like,
yeah.
they're more or less self-titled gods, you know? But they're not, you know, like Superman could be considered a god because of his level of power, but
Definitely.
He chooses not to, you know, call himself that, you know? So I feel like Loki and the rest of these, you know, cats, they're just as mortal as,
all right.
I'm going out. With Broke Loki out. On this
okay.
one. Mainly because, A, it's on Asgard.
Right.
So I'm going to throw in a little more science, and we're going to bring this one back up. Gravity.
Yeah.
Black Adam can fly. However, how is he going to handle the atmosphere? You know?
His power is based on magic, though. It's not
yeah.
like
yeah.
That's
he's
great. That doesn't mean magic. I've been to a David Copperfield show, brother.
Yeah.
I didn't even do it.
Those
were
illusions.
I've seen.
Black
yeah.
seen illusions,
okay.
Michael.
Yeah. that was the best time Arrested Development reference I've ever heard.
So, Black Adam based on magic, so it's not like the gravity
well,
is going to affect his
now.
Magic.
I'm just going to... Let me talk.
Let him do his thing.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
God, let me have my shining moment.
This is always good. Go ahead. Shine on.
Shine on.
I choose Loki because Loki may not even actually be in the fight. One of his abilities has always been to kind of not be there.
His little
yeah.
Projections.
Projection. Yeah. That can cause physical damage. So Black Adam might be fighting him, his projection, the whole time. And he just comes up from behind.
With a Loki pokey
him
stick.
In the back of the dome.
With a Loki pokey.
And, I mean, come on, dude. That is one BA staff.
But,
okay.
But Black
it?
Adam is
Why do you
just,
like it?
Yeah, but it's not
it reminds
his
me of the Riddlers, but
it's
cool.
A lot like the Riddlers.
It's, but it's not his.
It's,
it's
very
not
Riddler.
His. You don't get Loki doesn't get to have that. He gets to have whatever Loki's actual weapon is, but he doesn't get the staff that he's took from his father
Why
or the
not?
Staff that
Why not?
Because everyone's given
everyone's,
like their
Yeah, everyone
weapon.
Is
Loki's
no custom. Everyone's
he's
default.
A little
still going with Loki.
Okay, so you're Loki.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm
Black
Loki.
Adam. You're Black Adam.
I'm Black Adam. Right. I was gonna. I mean, Black Adam.
Also, Loki was also the Viking god. You know, that's the Asgardians. Maybe you've heard of this Jim Carrey movie called The Mask.
Yeah.
So again, Loki.
Once again,
but it's mischief.
It's a mischief.
It's mischief.
Hilarious.
It's
so
that movie
gonna,
is great.
He's gonna laugh Black Adam
yeah.
to death.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't beat Thor. You know, and I feel like a more interesting fight is Black Adam
I don't
versus
know.
Thor.
He, him and Thor.
What?
Each
That's time, no,
what?
They don't.
No, they didn't.
At
Every
all.
Single time, Loki
no,
was relying on
no.
so many other things besides just
yeah,
his
Loki
own
can't handle
prowess.
His own
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm still going Loki, so you guys can all. All
right. You
know. So Black Adam, though, I was just going to say, as far as like badassery goes, like Black Adam's pretty much like,
yeah, he's
top of the list.
Leveled.
Like,
civilizations.
Really, he's ridiculous. The man is like, he's like super strong and ruthless. Like, 100% ruthless.
Yeah, 100%.
And Loki's mischievous.
Yeah. He's more mischievous trickery. Guy. Nice. Yeah.
Well, trickery can win the battle.
All right, so smoke and mirrors versus lightning and strength. I'm going to go Black Adam as well.
I'm going Loki.
It's Mysterio versus... or the actor versus any other superhero.
Kind of. It's pretty similar. I see it. So Black Adam, you know, shows up on Asgard. Loki sees him. He's like,
Yeah, crazy.
Loki sees him. He's like, and then he grabs his father's staff. Runs at him, hits him, and then Black Adam just turns with a frown and just chokes him.
His eyes lit up with lightning and all this. Right. So that is pretty BS.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, I like...
Pretty quick. Sorry I took a Dungeons & Dragons approach. But
you enter Asgard.
You roll a
13.
But I just... It was very...
Sorry, I D&D.
All right, next one.
Sorry, I D&D'd it.
Match number 6.
All right, so a match that would be full of laughs. In my opinion. takes place in Arkham Asylum, so not a lot of room to fly.
Oh.
Wink.
Well, they're on the ground.
Nudge, nudge.
They're in the building.
They're in the building. It says in Arkham Asylum, not at Arkham Asylum. The Joker versus Green Goblin.
See, and I think this is another one where it's kind of like my immediate reaction is Joker, simply because of... like, extreme...
What's his house?
Just being insane and maniacal, and, like, Green Goblin's obviously crazy, but, like, how do you even reach Joker crazy? Like, is there any other villain in the history of comic books that's, like...
That nuts?
That's Joker nuts. Just, like...
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I would give the advantage to Joker as well. I kind of just mentioned it. It's literally his house. Yeah. Every time he goes there, he's perfectly okay with it, because he knows he's going to be leaving soon, whenever he wants. But while... Green Goblin is more violent.
He's
consistent.
Pretty,
consistently. Because Joker would give you, you know, $100 because he likes your shirt, or he'd kill you because he likes your shirt. So it's kind of whatever day of the week it is.
Because he likes your shirt.
So that's kind of what I go off of. But I think if they were to actually fight, Green Goblin would go straight for the kill, whereas Joker would kind of have fun with it for a little bit, and then just slice his throat.
Well, Joker, I mean, like, I was going to say, my immediate reaction would be Joker, but, like, as we discuss it and think about it, it's like, Green Goblin has, like, superior strength and speed and agility
and tech,
and all of these things, and, like, Green Goblin has these, like, pumpkins that explode, whereas Joker had, like...
I'll give him a crowbar
and a flower.
Yeah, he's got the cards. Well, I mean, I was thinking, Joker's got... I feel like...
Does Harley Quinn count as a weapon? Okay.
You know, Joker, here's my thing, is Joker, unless you do the instant kill, if he gets fatally wounded, and we're talking villains fighting villains, so I have to assume that every villain is going to be incredibly cliche. Mm-hmm. So...
Monologue?
Yeah, so...
monologuing?
Yeah. So here's my whole thing. I could see, you know, enter Arkham Asylum... Green Goblin, you know, they both would make jokes at each other. I feel like Green Goblin would fatally wound Joker, and, you know, he couldn't help but, like, get close to him to kind of rub it in his face. And then out from his flower, not acid this time, but comes the Joker gas. And I'm like, oh, if you get gas with the Joker gas, you're done.
You're Joker.
You know?
Joker gas.
You're Jokerized.
See, now, I'm doing... I know, I shouldn't, but... Hobgoblin, that was his face. But with Green Goblin, it was a mask.
It's a mask. Yeah.
So I do see it as a gas-proof mask.
Okay, gas-proof mask.
Now,
so...
my little D&D run here. Green Goblin swoops on his little bird thing into Arkham. All the lights shut off. Laughter. Hobgoblin puts his little eyeball lights on. I'm sure he's got eyeball lights.
Oh, yeah, he's got to have eyeball lights.
So, you said Hobgoblin.
You just see, or his little bird has lights. And he's just, like, going around in circles in the asylum.
Slow?
Rotunda. Laughs.
We need to get the blueprints to this place so we can fully dissect.
But
if it was really detailed, we could see the arena in front of us. Like, no, he's going to come out right here. And then.
But I do see Green Goblin winning.
He's got more deadly. I mean, Joker's. Yeah, he's got the cards.
After he's got, like I said,
I think it was addressed. The Joker has literally, and I don't care if you have to make this explicit at this point.
I did in the beginning. I said,
yeah. Okay, well, he's had the shit kicked out of him. How many times? The man has physical resiliency.
Oh, but no, he's fighting against
he has
a man
toxic
who,
blood, for yeah, real,
like,
I mean,
he's been defeated multiple. Like Joker's been defeated so many times, and he's fighting a man that like. I know, but like the point, like saying like physical resilience. Like, he's just coming back. He's just a crazy person.
Green
Goblin keeps coming back, too.
Super strength, you know?
Yeah,
still...
like I'm saying.
The tech, I love Joker. The tech
that's
and the strength kind of
I'm actually going Green Goblin. Yeah, first instinct was Joker, but, I mean, Green Goblin...
I'd love for Joker to win, and I'd like to think
Which shirt are you wearing right now?
Batman.
I'd like to think that Joker...
Just so everyone knows.
Wearing a Batman shirt.
...kind of has this uncanny ability to, like, survive, you know? And maybe that's another thing, right? Because Green Goblin, at some point in the comics, or Harry Osborn, he gets killed, right? Osborn's dead.
Yeah.
Joker, on the other hand...
Still going.
...kind of, like, survives. I've seen him get hit with a semi-truck, and all types of crazy things happen to him. You know, you do the whole death in a family when Jason Todd dies. They all go up in that explosion, and it's one of those moments where, like, you know, Batman and beating the crap, Jason Todd and his mom are there, and Joker's there. The whole thing explodes, and the next panel is them crawling through the rubble, and it's like, okay, well, Joker got out, Batman obviously got out, and Jason Todd and his mom were beaten within an inch of their lives, so they didn't get out, but Joker kind of does this whole thing where, like, you think he's dead, or you think he's out.
Time, would you think that if...
But, I mean, he's had to go to the...
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the Joker, using that example, I didn't even think about bringing that one in. When the Green Goblin comes in, you think the Joker hasn't already pre-wired Arkham to blow?
Oh.
For no other reason than it was Tuesday?
It's always... But
so
I
think it's one of those things...
Arkham has been rigged from the first time Joker was put in there.
He was on
the
construction
group. It's just a matter of whenever he feels like...
Yeah.
He's got
nuclear weapons stockpiled just for in case.
So technically, this would end in a draw because Joker would blow the whole place and... possibly kill himself.
I just like the idea that Brown brought up of villains fighting each other and having the need to monologue.
Yeah.
Just picture any of these battles
that
being like,
right
you fell in right into my
trap.
No, you fell into my trap. You see, I was doing this. No, I started first. I was doing this.
That threw me right into the Incredibles. When Mr. Incredible and what's it, Frozone? Was that his name?
Yeah.
When they're talking about, and then he started monologuing.
But,
well, what's he do? He has me right at, you know, right at his whim. And what's he do? Starts monologue. Gives me just enough time.
But still, we got, Goblin.
Yeah, I'd still say Goblin.
Joker.
I'd still say Goblin.
I appreciate a man who can pull off purple.
Okay.
And you thought you were going to be the devil's advocate the whole time. You were like...
Accent purple, though.
Yeah.
I kind of picked it because of the green and green with the... Because, I mean, usually, like, they're both green and purple characters.
Yep.
Typically.
Yeah, but the suit is purple.
You're
being
right.
Being in a fraternity's main color is purple. I respect it.
So is Green Goblin. Green Goblin suit's purple, too.
Yeah, green.
It was
outfits.
Green with accent purple.
No,
it's purple,
it's purple
and he's
outfits.
Green.
He's green.
Yeah, he's green.
That's, right.
That's why I picked
him. I don't care. Joker.
Okay.
Joker wins.
All right.
Also, real quick, though, I would
please.
Say that having to do with this fight, I feel like it's something that was mentioned briefly in the beginning of the discussion, but I think... ultimately, Joker's endgame is never, like, except for in the case of Batman, but to, like, defeat an individual. He just wants to get, like, a reaction out of people.
Yeah.
Like, his whole thing is just, like, I want to get a laugh, or I want to get...
He's like the little kid in, like, second grade
he wants...
just did stuff to disrupt the class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
He just wants attention, and I feel like in, like, a one-on-one battle with someone trying to, like... destroy him, and he's having to fight back. I don't see that he would even have the...
Yeah, he'd have too much fun.
He would never even have, like, the will necessarily to be like, okay, no, I'm gonna destroy this guy. He gets so distracted.
He was opening candy. It was like,
oh, yeah, I didn't realize.
Right by the microphone, so it was really intelligent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right in front of the microphone.
They're delicious, though.
Basically the smartest one in the room.
He's
going
to start chewing it next to the mic next. You'll feel
like
you're actually eating this candy.
It's so good.
It's actually right under the microphone with the ringer on still, so.
It's so good, everyone. It's delicious.
So that was, my last thing about Joker is the fact that I feel like his whole endgame would be to make some entertainment out of the whole thing. And if there was no entertainment to be had, he'd probably be like,
What? Okay, before we move on to the next match, what do you think Joker's nickname for Green Goblin would be? Think about it. I'll talk about the
new... I was thinking Booger something, or... or Gobby the Elf.
Yeah, I like Gobby, something Gobby.
Okay. I just thought it'd be a neat little write-in.
Yeah, I feel like Green Goblin win. I probably think the ultimate end of this story, Harley Quinn would probably seek revenge.
It's ultimately... I think the ultimate end of this story is Green Goblin, like you said, like, hovering over Joker. Joker, like, mortally wounded, and then a giant mallet just comes... Mr. J!
Mr. J, no!
Like, and comes and, like, crushes Green Goblin's
head. Say it like so!
And he's just like, Harley, I'm so glad you're here.
I don't know, I'd probably go with Bright Eyes or something like that. But I feel like he nicknamed somebody else that.
Bright Eyes?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably Harley.
Yeah. He doesn't really like her, he just keeps around.
Maybe he's killed her a couple times.
Yeah.
Alright, match number 7 takes place.
Love.
Please understand, it takes place in Latveria.
Latveria.
Latveria. So we have Bizarro. Bizarro versus
Bizarro!
Dr. Doom.
I love you.
So we're going to have Brocho start it out because he is... Stoked. When we went to Cincy Comic Con, you had a Bizarro shirt on.
I did.
And he's grinning ear to ear right now.
I'm sure he is.
Obviously, the winner is going to be Bizarro.
Okay.
Mainly because he... You know, if you're familiar with the character, he thinks he's doing good, blah, blah, blah. So him doing good is... a villainous thing. So he thinks he's actually, you know, well, it's going to get confusing at this point.
It's Bizarro. It's already confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. He thinks he's saving everyone, but he would say it as, I'm going to let everyone die. I don't, it's just God.
But that's not necessarily, but what he does.
The, Bizarro will save you now.
Bizarro would win.
Okay.
Off sheer ability versus Dr. Doom.
Now my question.
Question away then.
Was, is Bizarro... okay, this is the big thing I had, and Ryan's investigating it. Does Bizarro have a weakness to magic? Or does he grow stronger from magic?
Just nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never actually seen Bizarro encounter magic.
Is
blue kryptonite.
The SAT.
or blue kryptonite, everyone. Blue kryptonite.
Well, if you want to get literal.
So, the idea of Bizarro is that anything that gives Superman power... like, is kind of a weakness to Bizarro, and anything that is a weakness to Superman is gives Bizarro strength. Now, magic is a major weakness of Superman's, and Bizarro, I have no idea what his...
Major.
And Dr. Doom uses magic.
Okay, Dr. Doom uses magic.
So...
Illusions.
I get
illusions. We went over this earlier, remember? It's illusions.
I would give it to Bizarro just because Dr. Doom... is like a scientist type of mindset. He's brilliant. And I feel like, you know, he would show up in Latveria and Doom would encounter him and he'd say, leave my, you know, leave my realm, you
welcome
ignorant
here.
Beast. And he would just say, Bizarro am friend. You know, and he would go, what? And then hit in the face, you know, before you know, it would take him half the fight to realize, oh, everything you say is the backwards.
I got
somebody,
it. That's
you know?
True. He would, I mean, I'm getting confused.
Bizarro
when he
would just
say
walk in.
Right, you know?
Going to be like, me no am number one superhero. Me no
you
am.
You am Bizarro best friend.
You am Bizarro.
Bizarro help you now.
I do enjoy my Bizarro t-shirt, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my
just Bizarro, reading Bizarro stuff and it's just a challenge in and of itself. Like,
it's good. Yeah. It's good.
And so I feel like Dr. Doom
me no
would not know what to do fighting someone so stupid. Like, it would just, he would... be perplexed. And then, you know, Bizarro is this incredible force of strength and his will can't really be broken.
Has Dr. Doom ever fought the Hulk?
Yeah.
I feel like as far as levels of strength goes, Dr. Doom, Hulk, Bizarro, I mean, Bizarro and Hulk would probably be... Why are you laughing?
That would be a great
show.
My man's
got jokes. No. Never near.
Dr. Doom's never fought the
Hulk?
Hulk?
And Bizarro?
No,
having
Dr.
the same level of strength.
Sure.
Okay. Since we're pulling stuff out of our ass.
I don't know. Hulk has a potential to reach that.
Hulk can...
potential. Not on a reg. Nope, you're wrong. Bizarro wins. Just right now.
I would give it to Bizarro, just because...
I'm ultimately
Dr.
going
Doom.
To give it to Bizarro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, yeah.
Just so we're clear, I'm just covering all our bases here.
I mean, Dr. Doom, especially in Latveria, he's got a lot, because he's got the entire military of his country.
Grocho's
you know,
a man of extremes.
Right.
He's got a lot of arsenal to throw at him, but none of it is really going to hurt him. The only thing that he would be able to do is use his power against him. And, you know.
Did you find anything on magic?
I want to know what heist feels.
No, a lot of people asked. Like, there's a lot of questions out there, but nobody knows the answer.
Why would you, but here's my thing is, and I'm not 100% sure on it. I'll admit fault. Integrity, you admit that.
Please.
It happens every once in a while.
Anyway, but if he's the opposite of Superman, Superman has a weakness to magic, why would magic affect Bizarro?
Well,
logically,
when you look
at, it doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, well, Bizarro's kind of like selectively opposite, because it's like...
Yeah, it's actually called selective immunity or something is what they call it in their little thing. So he's, like, it's not exact opposite.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Superman can fly, you can... You're really close to the ground. Like, I mean,
you burrow really well. Like,
you know, he's got so ice vision and
heat breath. Yeah.
But like he's just as strong.
He's just as strong.
Does Bizarro get strength from the sun?
No.
No.
Not
see,
what if it's the yellow sun?
What if it's a sunny day in Latveria?
It won't be. But it isn't.
Yeah, it's Latveria.
It's Latveria.
It's like Seattle. With warm hours.
Just rainy.
So when I see it happening, Bizarro just kind of crash lands.
I like how you like plan this out. It'd be like a...
Thank you. So it just crash lands.
I love this.
It's his castle.
There's speakers everywhere, and like on the speakers, yeah, Doom comes on. And he's like, who are you?
Not only.
He's like, my friend.
He's this like villain that loves the monologue.
He come out
he does.
Really.
Who are you?
We're friends?
Early,
we're friends
Doom
now?
Had time to set up a PA system.
Doom was just
He's always got his dinner.
He's got like the Beats stereo with him at all times, just in case he needs it.
So the wall opens up. Doom walks out.
Who are you?
Doom walks out.
Bastard.
Karaoke machine.
And he didn't even think about it. He just lights up Bizarro, right?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. Bizarro gets a little upset. He's like, I save you now. Just zooms into him. Crashes through the damn castle. Castle's beat to shit. You see Doom sink to the bottom of the ocean. Okay.
Or thrown into the sun, you know?
Either.
Something.
Bizarro.
Me bury you now and into the sun.
Into the sun he goes.
All right.
All kinds of bad things happen.
Bizarro.
Definitely.
Bizarro, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
So this is the fight's taking place on Apocalypse, not to get confused with the character coming up. Darkseid.
With a K, not a C.
Right. With a K and no E. Darkseid versus Apocalypse on Apocalypse. Not Apocalypse is Apocalypse, but Darkseid's Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I'm going with Darkseid.
I'm going to go with Darkseid as well.
I'm going to go with Darkseid as well.
Apocalypse is not... I mean, they really aren't the mirror images of each other.
They're not. No, I mean, they look kind of similar.
I feel like Darkseid is more of a Thanos.
They look pretty similar.
You know, Thanos is more of a mirror to Darkseid, I would say.
Yeah, but he's just like...
Well,
Darkseid's one of the new gods, and
yeah.
Like... Thanos is god-esque, is he not?
Yeah, yeah. He's just like...
He's just in response to Darkseid. Like, yeah. I feel like... I'm 99% sure that Darkseid as a character was introduced to comic book readers, and then Thanos...
I like Darkseid better because he killed the gods. Because he didn't like them. So, I mean, he's a guy who would... He basically does what he feels is right. Like any other person, basically.
Right.
But he does it to such extremes to where he has...
And he has the Omega Beam.
Yeah.
You know? And the Omega Beams are... I mean, you got to be a pretty big, huge BA to, like, not instantly die when they hit you.
Who doesn't instantly die when he gets hit?
Superman.
That's weird.
That guy.
Boy.
Weird.
Who punches Darkseid in the face, like, with no superpowers whatsoever? A Batman.
Who
saved him?
Punches
who
him.
Saved him from
Darkseid, this new god. He's a god, and Batman punches him in the face.
Yeah, but what happened?
Yeah.
What happened after that?
We're not talking about that.
We don't talk about that.
So I...
And you're on Apocalypse, which is
right.
Darkseid's war planet.
Constantly, things just blowing up
out of the
earth.
Yeah, fire pits exploding. So I kind of feel like Apocalypse would just get knocked into a fire pit with an Omega Blast.
So I see Apocalypse landing on Apocalypse. Granny Goodness comes up.
All of the, like, every time they arrive in the scene, somebody goes, who are you?
Every time. Granny Goodness comes up. She says she wants to introduce him to somebody. So, Apocalypse. I hate the character design. No offense. But, like, the way the mouth is, it's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
I love these series. We're going to do this for the...
We're going to do it in Grand Rapids Comic Con on October 12th in Wyoming, Michigan. With Heroes versus Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Oh, are they?
And I'll do this down there as well. So, when they meet, the beam's already set up. You know what I mean? And it's a one-shot.
Yeah. Let's boom.
I'm sorry that I chose those two to go against one another, but I mean, visually, if you look at them, it's like, oh.
They look really similar.
They look extremely similar.
You know, an Apocalypse could grow and be huge, and I just feel like Darkseid would just go... You know, he would monologue. I don't think he would instantly shoot him. He might, you know.
Oh my God, Darkseid is like the monologue. He is a monologuer of sorts. And he's
you will never survive.
He's so Old Testament. Exactly.
Of my Omega Beam.
Exactly.
And, you know, and like everyone always looks at him head on, like the beam's going to go head on. And then it's like right before it hits you, it goes around you and like around a building. And you're like, what the hell's going on here? Oh my God! You totally just missed me now. Oh, Jesus! You know?
It's the worst power I've ever seen. they don't even shoot in a straight line. Oh, they still hit their target, ultimately, in the end.
All right, so we give that to DC around the board, right?
Yep.
Next is
the main event.
The main event, which...
In the red corner...
We have General Zod with his Kryptonian followers.
And in the blue corner...
We have Silver Surfer with his Master Galactus.
I think it would be a good fight.
It would be an awesome fight.
I think that would be like an incredible...
Over in 5 minutes.
I think that would be an incredible like 15-minute short just to watch. Like, is the battle of General Zod with all of like his followers. Or I guess we're talking the two or three.
No. I mean, it depends on which mythos.
Are we talking like who he's gotten the Phantom Zone like after the fact?
So I'm thinking... But
even more so. Like, that'd be even like cool. And then just one-on-one... Like Galactus, Silver Surfer, these two guys, and like General Zod and his whole crew. I think that'd still be just like a crazy battle.
That'd be nutty to watch.
But
I would have to give it to the Kryptonians.
Okay.
Just because.
This is the first time where I love Owen.
I know. Brocha was all excited to argue with you.
Now they're
the whole
fighting
time.
In outer space, so within our solar system. Yeah.
One.
Oh, and within our solar system.
One.
Or else they wouldn't
Kryptonian
be flying
enough. Is you know a lot for them to handle, you know, throwing two or three,
Superman,
you know, 25 of them, they would roll on Galactus. The only thing I could, you know, with the power cosmic though, I mean, potentially you could, you know, and I feel like it's not beyond Galactus to kind of look at these beings and kind of go, oh, red sunlight.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I was going to say, like, red sun.
Would he know about that beforehand?
But he, I feel
he's
like...
He's got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, I feel like,
smart
yeah.
Smart guy.
I feel like, smart yeah, guy, he's got a lot of knowledge. And two, it's not beyond his means to kind of scan them and kind of learn about them, you know?
Mm. I mean, I feel like that would happen later in the
There fight, was though. A crossover. There is a DC Marvel crossover where Superman encounters Galactus and...
It's actually a... pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore, and it's like you're made to think, oh shit, like Superman's about to fight Galactus, and Galactus pretty much really quickly is like, wow,
you're great, you're now
great.
Mine,
you're mine, and just turns him into his
so
hero.
Superman with the power of cosmic is the end result, and then the Fantastic Four like pissed to fight him, like,
yeah, I know, yeah, and then right, I'm all like,
you go read Richard,
yeah, universe over,
just stretch around him or something, yeah. I don't know.
But at the same time, you know, Galactus, you know, has a similarity to a pretty awesome character known as the Anti-Monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, I feel like they're, you know, comparable size and, you know, their power. I mean, Anti-Monitor.
Endgame.
yeah. Anti-Monitor, I feel like is, you know, kind of a different, because his whole, like, kill move is... giant wall of antimatter energy that just destroys everything it touches. So there's not really much you can do when that wall comes up other than get wiped out of existence.
Right.
But my homeboy Superboy Prime, who has, you know, who
does it nothing but roll on.
Yeah, does nothing but roll on this dude. You know, like with a swift uppercut, knocks him galaxies away. Galaxies. You know? So
I'm just gonna co-sign everything you say from now. Continue.
So I feel like an army of Kryptonians. He might be able to take out one or two or three.
Right, I feel like there's gonna be
some casualties. Yeah. But you know, like Silver Surfer would just get five of them would you know grab him and come on, we're talking about Zod. And
I know. Well, I was gonna say like Super Tactician.
They're incredible fighting machines. Yeah. I feel like Silver Surfer, they would surf. I keep calling them like Surfner. The Silver Surfer. I feel like, you know, you'd get five or six that would just kind of grab him real quick, rip him apart, you know, and then it's like everyone is focusing on Galactus, which.
Sounds like a Capri Sun you tore apart.
And I feel like, okay, let's just fly, you know, straight through Galactus. You know, incredible scenes.
No, I can see different angles. I can see like just a bunch of holes popping up through.
Yeah, and just them flying out and going, ooh. Right.
And then like Silver Surfer not even showing any emotion, like, what are you doing?
Just like tearing away and ripping apart.
This hurts me.
It's Rubus. This is pain.
Because he's so like boring.
Ouch.
He's so dull.
Like his arms are coming off.
Please stop.
Oh, can you talk about this, please? Yeah.
Now, maybe Galactus, you know, warps all of them. Maybe they all rush at him and they go, oh no, I'll have 25 heralds now.
Boom, yeah, boom, yeah, boom, I can boom. See him like...
He turns everyone into his army and then he goes, well, Silver Surfer, it's been nice.
Right.
Why don't you go fly into the sun now, you know?
But wouldn't that hurt?
Yeah, fuck off.
I will be right back.
No,
yes. No, won't. No.
He thinks he'll be right back. He says
so
it every time.
Who wins?
Zod.
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 I'm giving it to Zod and his crew.
I'm going to give it to Zod as well. So
you will kneel before me.
Oh,
Galactus! No.
If he made Galactus,
I am kneeling.
Kneel.
That would be so funny.
He would. He wouldn't even kneel would properly. To, he would go to Silver Surfer and be like. And who do you answer to? I answer only to Galactus. Then he will answer to me!
Wow. Oh, my God.
If that battle ended
surrender,
with Zod making
Zod.
Him kneel,
why do you say these things?
I know,
no, I would kill you for
this.
It.
But let's add another factor. You said it was our solar system?
Yeah.
You tell me Zod and his whole army is going to be in our solar system, and a certain somebody's not going to know about it, and go up there. Oh, Kryptonians under attack? I'm going to help them out. Boom. Galactus has Zod and his army and the X.
I think in any of these scenarios,
Zeus.
Earth loses.
Yeah, mostly.
No matter how these play out.
Yeah, Earth is...
Yeah, the battlefield and all of... Well, no, I'll take
the ones that aren't on Earth.
Arkham Asylum probably survives.
Yeah. It'll be in Rome.
Yeah, yeah, some of them. I mean, like...
Geonosis probably survives.
Deathstroke and Winter Soldier, like... the Earth's
Metropolis
But I mean, like, Zod and Galactus battle, like...
Zod actually,
and Galactus,
Zod
battle,
Galactus is
like,
probably the one that
Earth is done. Like, the planet is destroyed.
I don't know. If they were far enough out, maybe
Latveria probably
no,
gets
but no matter what, no matter who wins, the Earth is either like destroyed or just under servitude or something along. Like Zod's not just gonna be like, "Well, I'm done. Let's move on." Like, and
yeah,
Galactus
and
is
at
gonna,
the same time, Superman.
Yeah, but like,
Superman could do it with Superboy and
especially
okay,
after
Superman
well,
is not
well,
in this. Yeah. Scenario.
But if you're going to continue it into the world being enslaved, then...
Well, if you want to hear...
By all means, I will kneel before
well,
Zod.
Brocho, this is
post-Trinity...
This is after Trinity War.
There you go. They're all gone. Don't
you dare.
They're all gone.
Don't you dare.
This is the beginning of Forever Evil.
Forever Evil 2 comes out tomorrow.
I know, I'm going.
It's a big day
for
comics.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, let's talk about it when we're not recording. All right, so thanks again for listening. Make sure to see us at the Grand Rapids Comic Con on October 12th. Yeah, so I'll be there. Do you go by Bron or Owen?
I switch it up. It's Owen today.
Owen.
Okay, Owen and the other Ryan will be there.
That never gets old. Oh, wait.
It does.
It does.
We're going to... I'm going to get you a shirt that says, Other Right.
Can you spell it with an I?
Please tweet us what to do in Wyoming, Michigan.
Yeah, let us
Because we'll be
know.
Up there the day before. You know what I mean?
Like I'm trying to convince these guys to stay an extra night and party it up. Get weird.
We'll just
go hard that
we'll
one
pre-party
night.
Before yeah. the con. We'll
you guys
come
to tailgate the con?
We'll come to the con.
Yeah, there with
10 a.m.
Yeah, get out there, just cooking up dogs out front. Like, got hero heads, over here.
Guard comes and unlock the door.
They're like,
up,
you
bro?
Can't have alcohol here. like,
this is
the Civic Center parking lot. Oh.
Owen's over there doing keg stands and stuff.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
I'm still
too busy.
I'm sorry I can't make it. I will be at the UK Alabama football game. So
will you
be
at the Cleveland?
Absolutely nothing would stop
Puppets.
Me.
In July.
Of
July of 2014.
Nothing will stop
I think that's plenty of notice.
I think
I will be there.
All right.
I'm still playing around with the idea of going, of Tony Stark in it to the con.
Full. Oh, you meant the beard?
Shaving this up, going Tony
Since
Stark.
Since we didn't
oh,
get
we should
well,
talk about what we, should, what we should go as.
I mean, I'm just kind of.
I think you guys should go as
wearing,
yourselves right, because you're doing an appearance.
You're just going to wear regular
clothes?
Well,
let's talk
clothes.
About this so we can get done recording.
Well, what are you going to wear? Because last time you guys matched,
recording.
And it was
He's
kinda
not gonna be
awkward.
There.
It was a little weird.
We're talking about our
yeah,
what we're going to wear,
this is
bro
related.
Chill.
Oh, here you go. Here's what they're going to wear.
Hey.
Heist is going to wear a Green Lantern faded t-shirt. Ryan's going to wear a Batman shirt. More than likely, Owen over here, or Barrowin, whatever day he lands on, is probably going to wear a Superman shirt. Boom.
That would be perfect, because none of us would match. And...
Boom, there you go.
Well, if you want me to wear a certain outfit, just tweet it, and I'll wear it. I don't really care.
I'm going to wear whatever
you
I
say
want.
You say
here,
you will wear.
Your
I will buy. I will buy whatever hero or villain shirt. I will not dress up in some little
Oh,
thing.
So tweet it fast, because this thing is
shirt?
Right around the corner. Like,
yeah, because no, we're putting the show up today. This is our Podcast Awards episode.
Oh, excellent.
Podcast Awards, vote for us. Sorry.
By the way, Podcast Awards...
I should have mentioned this about an hour ago. But...
Yeah, well, if they quit listening, they don't care.
They're not going to vote anyway.
Nobody listens to this anyway.
All right, so make sure to follow us on Twitter at...
At HeroHeads.
And make sure to find us on Facebook by looking for HeroHeads Podcast.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Captain
tell your neighbors.
Something.
Tell your enemies.
Something.
Yeah, tell the villains in your life.
Go to YouTube and type in Hero Heads Podcast. That's always fun.
And in honor of Villains
no
Month, make sure
is.
Like you do go out and check out some of these number ones and Forever Evil of the New 52 because they are pretty awesome so far.
Yeah. If you'd like to see a lot of...
Go get the 2D one because
yeah.
they're limited edition as is. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll do like a second print, but they're not going to be as good.
Probably not. All right, cool. Well, thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the show, comment on the show, just so we can build up more of our comments. We only have like one on iTunes and whatnot. So,
love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
See
love
you in Grand Rapids.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over that.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3. In stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Bun
dull. Put them together and save. When you bundle UnitedHealthcare's medical plan with plans like dental and vision, you may save on health costs. That's the power of the bundle. Learn more at uhc.com/saveabundle. Insurance coverage provided by or through UnitedHealthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Administrative services provided by UnitedHealthcare Services, Inc. or their affiliates. Health plan coverage provided by UnitedHealthcare of the Mid-Atlantic, Inc. Benefits and bundling programs may not be available in all states or for all group sizes, and minimum participation requirements may apply. For costs and complete details, contact UnitedHealthcare.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.